Okay, welcome back to Being Lesbianka. This episode was supposed to be about me being outed by my mother, but I kind of got off track at first because of the dog in the background, which you'll hear that. But secondly, because I got caught up talking about my girlfriend and I got very into it, very deep into it, as deep as I'm willing to go anyway, about my love for her and about really how we were brought together. I was very vague on it, but at the same time, it gives insight on how our relationship came together. So stay tuned and listen to me totally just ramble and go on and on about my wonderful girlfriend. I can't talk. My wonderful girlfriend. And I will see y'all later. Enjoy. Okay, sorry about that. The dog and the cat obviously had a minor disagreement. As I was saying, the timeline of the beginning of the end of my marriage and the beginning of my now relationship with my wonderful girlfriend is really close together. That makes some people wonder. Trust me when I say, in every way, shape, and form, we were strictly platonic while I was actively with my husband. We had no idea the other wasn't straight until very, very shortly before I left my husband. I mean, me coming out to her probably got the ball rolling a little bit, but we didn't as much as have a suggestive conversation before I left my husband. I had known her for, at the time, I had known her for 3 years. We were very good friends. We were really close soon after we met. And then we lost contact, not completely, but for the most part, for about a year. And then we connected again when my daughter was like 8 months old, I think. Y'all are just going to have to excuse the dog. Obviously, she has other plans than me recording right now, but I'm going to march through it because I have started this recording over about a million times. Anyway, I left my husband at the end of February, which would have been our 4 year dating anniversary. I think it had been our 4 year dating anniversary, which was February 3rd. And put it into perspective, we didn't even acknowledge that. Like, that's the state that our relationship was in. And our marriage was falling apart already. We had huge issues. He was very financially controlling. He was a very miserable person. It was all about him all the time. I won't deny that I'm a difficult person to live with and to be in a relationship with, but I was actively trying to save our marriage. I had brought up counseling. I had brought up sitting down and talking about it like adults. Just trying to work things out. And he thought things were fine the way they were. And that's because he had the final say in everything. He had all the money. I had no access to it, essentially. And he was happy with how our life was, so I should have been too. And that wasn't going to fly with me. I had been doing it for 4 years. I was over it. I had been over it for a long time. I had been over it for about 2 years. And the sad thing is, I got pregnant 2 years prior to me leaving him. I was just fed up, and my now girlfriend, then really good friend, didn't talk me into doing it, but she made me realize that I was worth more than who I was with him. I was letting him define me, and I was unhappy, and basically, what it boiled down to is my child needed someone in her life, needed her mother to be the happiest me I could be. And even though right now I am not to that point, I am not the best that I can be for her or for myself, I am in a much better place than I was a year ago. So I left him. I don't remember the exact day. It was February something. It was towards the end of February. I kicked him out of our house pretty much in just a blind rage. I woke up one day and I just decided that I couldn't do it anymore. I couldn't stand to be around him. I couldn't stand being touched by him. I didn't want to wake up next to him another day. I didn't want to do life with him anymore. It had been building and building for about 2 years, and I was just done with it. He acted like he was totally blindsided by it, which is bullshit, because I had told him every day for probably at that point 6 months that I was unhappy and that I didn't want to be in our marriage anymore. And like I said, he just brushed it off because he was content with how things were, so that's all that mattered. I threw his shit out in the front yard. I told him to leave. He wouldn't leave. So I left the house with a friend of mine. And she went and got her hair done. So I went with her. And while I was there, I went out to the car to smoke a cigarette. And I was texting my girlfriend. And I was telling her what had gone down. We both opened up to each other. At this point, I had already come out to her. That will be the next episode, because that's a whole story within itself, and it's really sweet, and it's totally cool too. So I'll save that for a different episode. But I was basically just telling her that I had already felt a weight lift off my shoulders in letting him go, or so I thought, letting him go at that point. And he was not accepting it. He was crying to me like a baby and begging for me to stay. And she was basically telling me to stand my ground because it's not going to change. And here we are 10 months later. And I didn't realize then, but I definitely realize now, and I'm going to get emotional, that she is the love of my life. Everything in my life that has happened happened because we were meant to come together. Our situation and our relationship dynamic are definitely completely different than a lot of people's for very many different reasons. I'll get into some of it, but I'm not going to get into like too many dirty details because there's confidentiality issues with that. But she totally saved me. Like, other than my child, she has been my backbone and the one constant thing in my life. That has kept me going. I knew this was going to happen. I don't put into words how I feel about her very often. Especially because we've hit a rough patch here recently, and it's only made me realize that I love her more than I ever have after all of our difficulties. There is no one else that I would rather do my life with than her. And as much as it sucks that it is not my child's father, me and my child both are so much better off than we ever would have been with her dad.